Hi, I'm Matt Starr. You're listening to NITV Radio. Welcome to our daily COVID update for New South Wales and Victoria for Friday, the 15th of October. New South Wales has recorded 399 new cases of community transmission to 8 p.m. last night and 4 deaths. Ahead of the predicted easing of lockdown restrictions this upcoming Monday as the state reaches 80% double dose vaccination, Premier Dominic Perrottet announced the ability for those in Sydney and Greater Sydney to travel to regional New South Wales has been deferred until November 1st. Initially scheduled to be reinstated upon 80% full vaccination, Perrottet cited the lower vaccination rate among regional New South Wales as a potential public health risk for those in the regions, driving the decision to push the date back. The Hunter New England Local Health District has recorded 79 new cases, 25 in Newcastle, 11 in Lake Macquarie, 11 in Maitland, 10 in Cessnock, 9 in Tamworth, 9 in Midcoast, 3 in Port Stephens, and 1 in Gunnedah. The Western New South Wales Local Health District recorded 14 new cases, 4 in Dubbo, 3 in Oberon, 3 in Bourke, 2 in Walgett, 1 in Orange, and 1 in Wellington. The Far West Local Health District recorded 3 new cases, all of which were in Dareton. On to Victoria, where there were 2,179 new locally acquired cases to midnight last night and 6 deaths, including a woman in her 50s from Moonee Valley. This is Victoria's second consecutive day recording over 2,000 new cases and brings the total number of active cases in the state over 20,000 to 21,324. Regional Victoria recorded 193 new cases, including 34 in Mildura, 28 in Geelong, 26 in Shepparton, 21 in Latrobe, and 20 in Baw-Baw. A full list of today's case numbers across Victoria's regions is available in today's COVID update article on our website. Health Minister Martin Foley announced that Mildura would have its lockdown extended by a further 7 days, from midnight tonight until midnight on Friday, October 22nd. When giving details on the locations of the daily cases, COVID-19 Commander Jerome Wymar stated that over 1,000 of today's new cases are in households previously unaffected by COVID. Wymar said it's a worrying sign that 55% of daily cases are occurring in new households, and from that predicts that numbers are set to rise. That's all for today's update. I'm Matt Starr. For more information and the latest COVID updates, please go to our NITV Radio website.